Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest is Michael Zakur. Michael was with us about 5 years ago with a co-author, Savio Chan, and you wrote a book about the Chinese being super consumers. So let's fast forward now. It's 5 years later. You have a new book. Tell us about it, and then I'm going to ask you a little couple of questions between then and now, how things maybe have changed. So what is your new book?
So the new book is called New Retail, Born in China, Going Global, How China's Tech Giants Are Changing Global Commerce.
And you've also started a new company, which is called Five New Digital. Tell us about the genesis of that.
Well, the book and the company are kind of companion pieces. In the book, we talk about what is the new retail, which is the complete integration of online, offline technology, media, and logistics for an entirely new global paradigm on how we make, move, buy, and sell everything. And this new model was really born and invented in China. Alibaba was really, and Jack Ma, the company that created it. Others have picked up the model. And inside of this, there's not only just the new retail, but in this age of digital industrialization, we have actually what are called the five new. So it's new retail, new technology, new finance, new manufacturing, and new logistics. And basically, we've taken these five elements that have always existed in the way we conduct business in our lives, but they've all gone digital. That's what makes them new. And so Five New Digital is a company that's dedicated to working with brands, retailers, technology companies, investors on transforming their businesses to a new digital state of being from their analog state of being.
So 5 years ago, when you were dealing more with the change in the mentality and the activities of the consumer side, could you have projected that on the merchant side of the business, it would have accelerated as quickly as it has, particularly in China?
Yeah, I don't think 5 years ago I could have seen it happening this quickly. And really, we've seen a concentration and exponential change in the last 3 years. Roughly in June of 16 was when Alibaba and Jack Ma pronounced their intention to create an entirely new retail ecosystem. That was also the summer that Amazon bought Whole Foods and Walmart bought Jet.com. And, you know, if I were to write another book, perhaps, if just focusing on Chinese consumers, today I would call it China's Digital Super Consumers. I mean, we've got 800 million people with significant disposable income who conduct most of their lives and almost all of their transactions with digital connection, whether it's online or offline. And that's the misconception. It's not just about e-commerce. It's, you know, in China, all of the physical stores have now been digitized, connected. They're part of the online, offline experience. And so it's created this whole convenience and customer centricity paradigm that, you know, certainly consumers in China have embraced with gusto, and that we're starting to see brands and retailers around the world adopting that model.
For decades and decades and decades, maybe going back even centuries, if not millennia, the Chinese were a saving society where they valued saving things, not spending things, being thrifty, but also being wise. Has this digital transformation accelerated the spending dynamic?
That's an interesting point. I think that tradition is still alive and well in China. I think there's definitely been an uptick in consumption, especially over the last 10 years. You know, we might have seen traditionally saving rates in Chinese households of 40%, where they're dipping down now more like 35% to 28%. But still, these are the highest savings rates in the world. So, you know, it's really a mix of the old and the new in China. I think, you know, the main driver in consumption of China is coming from three areas. One, people are certainly spending more. That's one. Two, there are more people with disposable income, which is driving the sales. And three, modern digital commerce has made it easier for people to buy more anytime, anywhere, anyway. But the truth is, you know, most Chinese consumers are still looking for a good bargain. And, you know, online and the disintermediation of middlemen helps them find that good bargain.
The United States, you mentioned in one of your recent talks that I had a chance to listen to, is probably 5 or 6 years, but that sort of means light years behind that type of a way to sell, to buy and sell. Are we ever going to catch up, or are we going to at some point integrate with the Chinese way of doing things?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the place where the U.S. needs to catch up to China is in completely rethinking what retail is and can be. That's one. And number two, truly integrating online and offline for a single ecosystem or a single habitat-driven paradigm. It's going to take a few years, I think, for most U.S. retailers and brands to catch up. But I will say over the last year, what I've seen is a rapid acceleration of global brands and retailers adopting the Chinese model of ecosystems and habitats, adopting technologies. And we're even seeing, you know, Chinese companies who are going global now. So I think the best example is TikTok. So in China, it's Douyin. In the rest of the world, it's TikTok. It's the first major Chinese social media app to cross over and find massive success in the West. And why is this important? Because TikTok is now the fastest growing, most downloaded app in North America. And brands and retailers are now starting to integrate commerce into TikTok, which is basically social commerce. So China's been doing social commerce through WeChat and other platforms for years, but that now is a great example of the new retail going global.
Just playing the devil's advocate briefly, is there anything that on the Chinese side they could stand to learn from the way we do business?
Well, yeah, sure. And I think not only could they stand to learn, but they have learned. I mean, if you go back to the early years of Chinese internet technologies, and we're talking about, you know, the 2005 to 2010 period, let's face it, you know, China's early internet companies were based on models that already existed here. So, I mean, there was a time when it was legitimate to say that Baidu was the Google of China, mm-hmm. and Weibo was the Twitter of China, and Alibaba was the Amazon or eBay of China. All of those things were true. So, I mean, a great deal of the foundation of what China has evolved into over the last 5 years had its origins in the U.S. And, hey, even more recent examples. Uber went to China, is the first ride-sharing app. Very quickly, Didi was established to compete with them and won market share. But it's another example of where, you know, a sharing economy app that was invented in the U.S. went to China first. And so, you know, I think really the truth is the world benefits, consumers benefit, brands benefit, companies benefit by an open exchange of technology, ideas, and innovations. Both sides learn from each other and share from each other. You know, that's one of the great dangers of the point we're at in history, where if, you know, we do go into a technology cold war with China, if the world gets split in two and, you know, we're looking at a Western and Eastern technology paradigm, everybody's going to lose. So I think both sides, you know, have and will continue to learn from each other. And that's the healthy competition. Who can out-innovate who?
Once again, give us the name of the book, and is there a website, someplace people
can
go to find some more info?
The book is called New Retail, Born in China, Going Global, and it's available on Amazon today.
Thank you very much, our guest, Michael Zakur. Safe travels, because you put in 20, 30,000 miles on a weekend, right?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. It's good
Thank
to
you
be
very
here.
Much. Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.